Superior Court Judge Brent Bennett oversees a caseload of about 30 people in two therapeutic courts in Fairbanks. Called diversion courts, people convicted of drug or alcohol crimes work on overcoming addiction in an 18-month-long program instead of going to jail.
A big part of why I'm interested in working with the therapeutic courts is we've tried this system of criminal justice and people just keep coming back.
The recidivism rate for people convicted of drug or alcohol crimes, then sent to jail, is normally about 50%. The model for the Fairbanks Wellness Court focuses on addiction treatment rather than criminal punishment.
So this is an opportunity to try something different that helps folks rehabilitate in a way that they're not going to recidivate, which benefits them, benefits their families, but also benefits the community.
Bennett works with Amy Bollert, who is the project coordinator for Fairbanks' wellness courts. She says since the DUI court and the drug court launched in Fairbanks, 156 people have graduated from the program, and very few have committed crimes again.
Just solely based on Fairbanks, our recidivism usually averages between 5 to 7%.
The program runs about a year and a half and requires participants to confront their substance abuse. They must provide random urine analysis, get jobs, and proceed through drug and alcohol counseling. The Fairbanks Therapeutic Courts contract with Pacific Rim Counseling for intensive outpatient treatment. But, as Bollert says, some people need more than that, and there is regularly a shortage of inpatient treatment available in Fairbanks, and it's hard to get into most treatment programs, inpatient or outpatient.
The wait lists, that's another barrier that we have.
But Bennett says there is a wealth of other kinds of support services. The therapeutic court is working with The Bridge, a local reentry program, to provide wraparound services, those other support services that fill in the gaps. And he says it's easy to find support among peers.
We also have an incredible amount of recovery meetings that are available, broad gamut of recovery meetings that aren't necessarily religious-based, and those are available online at this point as well.
Alaska has 14 therapeutic courts statewide. 8 focus on cases where there's a clear link between crimes committed and addiction. 3 work primarily with defendants with mental health issues. 2 work with families involved with child in need of aid cases. And Anchorage has a veterans court. Fairbanks, too, is working on launching a veterans court that could cater to the special mental health needs of the area's huge veterans population. And the state is looking to collaborate with Tanana Chiefs Conference to set up a healing court. Those projects are still in the planning stages, but everyone recognizes the need. Bennett says in addition to preventing repeat crime, the program is life-changing.
By and large, everyone who's finishing this program can tell you at the end, I'm doing this for me now. I'm doing this because it feels good to be sober. It feels good to be somebody who can be relied upon. It feels good to be responsible.
In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.